Welcome, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. I'm here again from 8 to 9 p.m. with all of you listening, I hope, and you come every week. I count on people listening, even though I don't see you on. Sometimes you can call in, of course, and I should give you that number right now. For guest call-in, it's 347-838-9736. You can call in. You can go to our chat room. Candy is there, the gal that does all my marketing. She's actually Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. And you can go to the show page and, you know, blogtalkradio.com/StarsWithAZcast. It'll give you all the information you need. It'll show you how to tune in. It's all from there. Tonight I also have with me Al. Of course, you've heard Al on the show before. He comes in and periodically we do the interview together, which I was just telling both of them, and I'll introduce my guests tonight, but I was just telling them that it's really nice for me because then Natalie doesn't have to talk all hour, and we all know Natalie can do that with ease, right? So our guest tonight is Lorna Blake. She is a motivational speaker, and I was teasing her. I just said I could use one every day, I mean, to give you that little boost. But I'm going to let her talk a little bit about herself. I do want to mention some of my sites before, because you know I'm going to forget. I get to talking. Anyways, my e-zine is mysticlivingtoday.com. That just went up on the 1st. Took me 2 days. It's really a beautiful issue. They're all beautiful issues. I get so many people to write for it from all over the world. And then, of course, my other one is Stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the site that I have all my beautiful advisors sitting there, and they're there for you. They've all been screened by me. And you could call me like the mother, not really the mother, but you know, I help them, I take good care of them, and I make sure everything is going right. I just tell them, you work your craft, do your readings, and I do the rest, and that's exactly what I do. So without further ado, Lorna, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm so, so awesome today. I have to tell you, my energy is great. And having the opportunity to be on your show, Natalie, with Al Diaz, the amazing Al Diaz, who is such a powerful connector, and he allowed us to meet and connect virtually. I am so blessed. So thank you for having me, and thank you, Al, for the connection.
You're welcome. I do want to let the audience know that you and I have emailed back and forth, and I was telling Al before you called in, I could tell in your emails that you're vivacious, you're enthusiastic. Well, I mean, people could say, well, she's a motivational speaker. Well, yeah, but still, you know, I could feel it, and I hope you could feel something in my emails. People have said that, oh, you're so warm, and you welcome me, so, you know, I feel so good, but that's what I like to do. So let's get started and talk about you, Lorna. Now, I have a little sheet here on everything about you, but kind of give us a little intro, where you came from, and how you got started, all of this. Oh, and I do want to ask you, before I forget, I want to know about this disclosed family secret that was hidden for more than 50 years. And
oh,
I want to know about that. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, so go ahead, tell us where you came from and a little bit about yourself, and maybe we'll get some of the guests to call in. That would be great.
Sure thing. So I am originally from Jamaica. I was born to a poor teenage mother on my grandparents' farm. So that's how I made my entrance into the world. And, you know, it was a challenging beginning. You know, one of my mentors loves to say I came in like a shrinking violet, because when I came in, I didn't have the support of a father, and my mother didn't have his support, and she hid the pregnancy for a long time after she found out she was pregnant, and didn't feel supported when she reached out to let him know that she was pregnant. And so it was only as my grandmother found out and told my mother that she would be of support that my mother actually came out of hiding. So I came through with a lot of shame, and one of the things that I recall, you know, as I was coming up, Natalie and Al, is that one of my earliest memories is going into the community with my grandmother to the shop in Jamaica, in the little village that I was born in, and people would look at me and say, I know who you are. You look like this family. Well, who is your father? And I remember holding my head down in shame. I remember feeling so uncomfortable. And my grandmother would say, hold your head high. You know, Helen Keller has that quote that says, hold your head high and look the world in the eye. And so my grandmother had her own version of that, which was to say, hold your head up. Don't be bashful, she said. Don't be bashful. Hold your head up and tell them who you are. And so my grandmother really was my first nurturer and support. And unfortunately, she passed away when I was 8 years old. And my world fell apart really, really quickly, because within that same year, I was sexually abused by a man who came into my mom's life as her partner. And I never told my mother. I never told, because he had sworn me to secrecy and basically told me that my mom would kill me. And because my mom was a young mom and really didn't know how to parent appropriately and was physically abusive, I believed him. And so I never, ever told my mom, ever, ever. My mom passed away when I was 42 years old, and I never told her. I was able to bring myself to healing in all kinds of ways between that early time at 8 years old and 42. And so I was able to be at peace with myself. I had grown. You know, I can fast forward and say that I went on and as a result of getting counseling in Canada at age 25 for the very first time, I started to heal, and I wanted to be a healer. I wanted to help people to heal their life, heal from brokenness, heal from whatever past pain. So I went in and went to social work school and graduated with my degree as a social worker and practiced that for several years. And then I wanted to do more. I wanted to be able to empower beyond, you know, that level of that first layer, so to speak, where we take off that first layer. You know, it's like peeling back the skin of onion. And right. I thought, how else can I help? And what other way can I help to empower? And so coaching felt right. And my life has taken me in all kinds of directions, but you can get the sense that I came through, I was resilient, and I didn't, whatever it was that came at me or came to support me or came to be part of my story, it didn't break me. It simply served to make me. And I am here as a testimony to, you could say, to life being in support of me, to my grandparents, my grandma, my grandfather, my mother. Just a huge support system that helped me. And through all the challenges that I faced, I never gave up. And I kept looking on and thinking, I have a story to tell, and this can't be just about me. I just always had that sense of that. Always knew that I was an eagle and that I'm here to fly.
Awesome. And, you know, many of us need to heal. And sometimes we don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just happens for us. And we all have challenges and things that we're faced with. And, you know, I had some, even as a little girl growing up. And then after I married, I had a huge one. But I like to think that, and you've heard this, that, you know, it makes you stronger. But it's not just that. It gives you a better understanding of life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all have things that we must do in our life to get to the next place, to meet the next person, whatever. And
mm.
I think, like, you know, for me, I would like to talk to you sometime off air, of course. But for me, the healing process took me, well, I have to say about, I didn't know Al then, about 5 years. But I did it myself, Lorna. I've still got some frayed edges, you might say. You know, like the cloth is a little frayed still because still some little things there. But for the most part, and you know, for me, what it did was, is I started, my one girlfriend would call me and say, I want you to go with me here. You know, I live in South Carolina. I want you to go to Charleston with me. Okay, sometimes we go twice a week to see her daughter. Come on, let's go. I never said no. And I didn't, and I, because she loved me, and in her way, she was trying to help me, and she did tremendously. And so that really helped. And I think maybe sometimes you just need a person in your life that's going to help you to get through these things. But there is such a thing as a healing process, isn't there, Lorna? I mean, isn't there like steps that you need to go through?
That's such a great question. And you know the best way I would answer that, Natalie? I would say to you that while it's true that there is a healing process, it looks different for each of us. We are so unique. And in the same way that we don't have the same shape bodies or we don't have the same skin color, you know, there's a variety of different ways that your healing can take place. And so I never attempt to make the healing process as something that's a one-size-fits-all or something that is supposed to be perfect. So I don't subscribe to the notion that there's only one way to heal or that there's only one process and it looks just like this. I think there's
a
variety.
Does one know when they... Well, you probably don't. When one is healed, can they really say, "I've been healed, I'm good"? Because
you know,
yes.
I mean, I can't. Yes. I can't say that yet. There is okay. Al, go ahead, talk.
Yes.
Talk, Al. I'll be doing all the talking for the whole thing.
Go for it, Al.
That's okay.
Go for it, Al.
So Lorna, I agree with you. Everybody has a unique way of healing. There is not one size fits all. But going. To answer your question, Natalie, to know when a person is healed is when you have no more emotion to the experience or no more anger or resentment.
Because
then you know you've completely forgiven.
Yes.
But
I,
sometimes
I can agree
it's not
with that,
the process
Al.
Of being of forgiving somebody. It's just what you had to go through that was so horrific that. And you sit back and, how did I do that? I don't know. I had help that you couldn't see. Everybody knows that, but what I believe in, Lorna. I had divine intervention in what I went through. But I am a much better person for it. I can certainly talk to people about it because I went through it. And the situation is always a little bit different. But like for yourself, you can... Because of what you went through, all the challenges you had as a little girl, my goodness, I can see you walking. Did you walk on dirt roads? Did you walk on the dirt?
Yes.
I can see you walking like that. And in this real beautiful, it was like a skirt kind of thing or a little dress. But I can see you walking. And so everybody encounters all of these different things. And for the listeners who are going through something right now, or maybe have just left the situation, whatever, relationship, a job, whatever. Just know that you will come through on the other side. You really will.
That's fine.
You really will. I mean, I don't know that I'm quite there. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 6 years is a long time, you know, don't you think, Lorna?
Yeah, but, you know, Natalie, the beautiful thing, I love what you just shared as well, you know, about the giving people the encouragement, right, and the sense of you're going to come through, you're going to make it, you got this.
Right.
I think that's so healing and so affirming. And so for you, you are already somebody who is supporting others in their healing process. So do I feel that you are healed? I believe that you are. And sometimes we don't see ourselves, right?
Right.
Sometimes we don't see ourselves.
I am in a better place, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm open to have a relationship. It's a long story. I'd have to tell you all about it. But when you and I can't say I was never loved, But I don't want this to be about me because people that are listening have heard it before. But if it's a relationship that you're recovering from, that you, mm-hmm. you know, you have to heal from, only if you can allow somebody else in your life, keep, and your heart is open and your soul is open, then you're just about there. And I believe everything comes from the heart and the soul. I mean, I am, Al will tell you all about me. I think, you're right, I do this for people. I do the shows. I bring on all types of people, musicians, artists, shamans. It doesn't matter. I will have you on because I want all of you to share what's happened to you, and you're successful. Look at what you – it's kind of like you rose from the ashes, Lorna. You did it. It's true. And so did I. Mine probably were a little hotter than yours. I don't know. I'm just saying that to be funny. But, you know, everybody's thing that they go through. Al's probably gone through some things, and he's kind of quiet about what he does. I don't know if he has anything to share about that. Have you had to heal about anything, Al?
Numerous things.
Okay, that's all he says. He's a man of few words. But you know he's always thinking, and you know he's there.
Yeah, he's a man of efficiency. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Lorna.
Yes.
Can I jump in here real quick? So Lorna. So I've known you now for several years, and
that's right.
You are a participant when I first met you. Then we shared the stage together in South Korea.
Yeah.
And then we shared the stage in California.
Yes.
What has been your biggest inspiration to evolve?
Wow. Al, what a question. What has been my biggest inspiration through this whole journey?
Yes. Yeah, to evolve from like where I first met you up until this moment.
Gosh. You know what? I'm blessed with a husband now who is such an incredible support and help. And I think it's important for me to acknowledge him because we're coming up on 12 years since we met in South Korea, coming up on 12 years, September 16th. I came from an abusive relationship. Now, based on, you know, my background, I did not attract in my first relationship somebody who, you know, was able to, I think because I was coming from a victim place, I attracted victimization. And so I felt unsupported and I felt that I felt he was jealous of my success, like whatever it was I was going after. And really it was that I wasn't supporting myself and wasn't feeling good about myself. So I'm thankful that I've got a husband who challenges me to keep rising and to keep expanding. So I think our circles are really important, Al. I think that's a big part of it. I'm also inspired to... You know, my mom passed away at 60 years old, Al, and I can't even begin to tell you how devastated I was because I thought my mom was young and, you know, the very thought of, you know, she's a very powerful woman who there was no way to fill the void that she had left in all our lives. You know, I have siblings and my stepfather just passed, you know, but the point of it is that my mom was incredibly inspiring. And she would always tell me, she said that you're blessed. You're incredibly blessed. She said you were born lucky and you're born blessed. And so when my mom passed, prior to her passing, actually, I had asked life, you know, what this is about. And basically I was told I need to get clear on my path and just start to move. And so what I've been doing since 2006 is really stepping into that. And over the time, I found that the more I say yes, the more things open up. You know, and I think that's important to acknowledge, Al, that there's so many, there are I met you and I was open to saying, yes, I'd like to help facilitate something, you know, and coordinate something in South Korea. And when the opportunity came and I knew I was going to be in Sacramento, you know, I think I'd reached out to you and you opened up the opportunity for me to speak on probably one of my biggest stages, right? And it's just been incredible. And so I've just kept stepping up and saying yes to life and asking what's next and expanding. And I've got the support system and I keep surrounding myself. I keep, you know, investing in myself. I think that's cute. That's huge and very, very critical and important. And so I'm asking life, what's next? What else is possible? And just keep opening for that.
So I have a follow-up question to that, and thank you for sharing. So what do you say to the people in the audience and say, okay, I want to step up. I want to go what's next, but I can't afford you. I don't have the money to. I got bills to pay. I got family to take care of. I got other scenarios. So I can't afford to blah, 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 to pay your fees in order for me to evolve. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You ask really, really insightful questions. And I know you're thinking for the audience because certainly that comes up. And generally what I invite people to be aware of is that we can always, when we say we can't afford something, very often it's because we don't recognize the value in that thing, right? We don't recognize the value that that is going to bring to us. Because when we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we want to do something, we find a way. It's just life. You know, when we recognize that, you know, we've got this child who needs surgery or whatever it is, we find ways to do the things that we really want to do. So I usually invite people who want to work with me who say they can't afford it. I say, what would it take, you know, or what would make it worth it for you if you were to work with me? What would make it worth it? What would you have to get from this in order for this to be worth it for you? So that's one of the ways that I look at it. I have a mentor also who shares from the perspective that he said very often, people who think about what they're putting out, they're thinking what they're going to lose, they don't take risks, and they don't get far. But people who ask themselves, what am I going to gain? What do I stand to gain? And they look at life from what they're going to gain, then they're willing to take the risk, and they go far. So I know what it's been like, right? Because I've come from not having anything. And very often when I invest, it's not that I see the money, but it's that I have seen the possibilities for my life, right? And as a result of seeing the possibility, I step into it and I say, God, however you're going to bring this together, I'm trusting you. And I have the faith and the vision. I actually see myself doing the program being successful. And as a result, money shows up to take care of it. So I say to clients sometimes who come to me, the problem that we have isn't a money problem. It's really a question of faith and how much we're willing to trust life that we are here in service to, that life is going to support us, you know, and bring us what it is that we're seeking. So I think I've gone around it a bit, but you get the point. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did, and you nailed something that's very profound in that life is there to support you, but
yes.
you got to be able to trust life that life will support you, and then once you get beyond the trust, then you get to the point where you know. That you know you will be provided for. You're always supported, but if you hold back and say, "Oh, I can't afford this," or I'm going to use the word you use, faith. I don't have faith in this. I don't have faith in the person that wants my money, but I don't have faith in myself that I can get through this. So it's so when you get to the point where you trust, and then when you do it a few times, then you get to the point where you know that no matter what, you're always provided and supported.
Wow. Yes, that's it. That's it. We are aligned because that's how I work. You have to build
awesome.
That muscle, though, as you say, right? You have to keep building the trust muscle.
Correct. Correct. And because if we don't, then we're going to be stuck. We'll stay in the same place, doing the same thing, and recycling the same thing over and over again.
Oh, gosh, yes. And the story, you know, one of my mentors actually talks about it. He says that, you know, the average person doesn't live 80-some-odd years as much as they've lived the same story 80,000 times over and over because we cycle through the same thing, right? Part of the theme of our life. So we just keep going back
Correct.
Into the same old story again and again.
And the reason why that happens is because life is trying to tell you it's time to move on, get over
yes.
this. Resolve this, whatever it is you're going through, resolve it now, because if you don't resolve it now, you got to deal with it again. You know, like if you're in a bad relationship and this person treats you a certain way, and then you get into another relationship, it's the same characteristics, it's just a different face and a different name. If you don't resolve what you're going through, and this, we're talking financial here, and finding value and having a mentor like yourself, If you don't resolve it, and so you're going to keep holding back. Oh, I can't afford it. Well, the next time the next mentor comes along, you're going to say, I can't afford it. And you got to keep doing it until you finally resolve it and say, I can finally afford it. I'm going to do it now, no matter what.
Mm.
Not only that, you want to do it.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to want
yeah.
to do it.
Yes, great point.
And what you said, Al, is very, very true. But you have to be at that place. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, yeah, right, sure. But all myself and Al and Lorna can tell you is that we've been there. We've been there. We know. I mean, I'm not perfect. Al's not perfect and Lorna's not perfect. But at least we can tell you the things that we've been through and help you. I can cover a certain area that I've been through, and Al and Lorna, look at what she went through as a little girl. So the different phases of life, but look at all the experiences that people can listen to and get something from, and I just think it's a wonderful thing. And that's why I like to bring on guests like yourself, Lorna, because you speak – You're also helping to empower people as they're listening. They're listening to you, and your voice says it all. And a voice is very, very important. At least I feel it is. No, it's true. It's true. It's true. And but some people, you know, are just not ready to do certain things. You know, when you're ready, you'll do it. That was like me. I mean that was like me. I just walked around like a zombie. But you know what saved me, Lorna and Al? I didn't know Al then. He wasn't with me then. I had a webmaster that I finally told him that I wanted to create the site and put all of my advisors on it. The magazine had already been going since 1999. But this now stars it will be 7 years old on September 12th. So prior to all of this that happened to me, he started working on things and he'd come over once a week. I really think he helped me in his own way, and he's nothing like I am. I mean, he's all about programming, and although he's learned from me, he said, because we've been friends for 9 years now. And I think he helped me a great deal. He allowed me to get involved, and I love to learn. I'm a computer freak. I love programs. I love software. That's me. I just love stuff like that. I love creating on sites and all these ideas. I mean, it could probably drive you crazy, but that helped me. And I think the listeners out there, there is somebody in your life that you can go to that is going to help you get started or help you along the way or maybe even allow you to finish to be healed. You know, sometimes it's a few people in your life. It might not just be one. It could be several
Absolutely.
People.
I agree.
And mm-hmm. so, and that's, I believe that's true. You know, from my girlfriend to my son, I have the most beautiful son in all the world. I always say to him, I wish I could find a man like you.
mm-hmm.
We were laughing about that today, but you know what I'm saying? He has an awful lot of me.
Mm.
He doesn't quite believe like I do. He does. He believes in me, but sometimes he asks these questions. Well, I don't know if that's true. Really? Do I have to show you? You know? Mm-hmm. But so there are people along the way. It could be a sister, a brother, a really good friend, but there'll be people along the way that will help you and get you through each little phase. And it's not just three phases or four phases. It can be as many as it takes. I can't even tell you how many it took. Well, it took 5 years for me, 5 years.
Mm.
But mine was a little more devastating. And but I did it. I'm here. I can talk to you. And if you call in and you ask a question about something, well, how did you feel about that? I will tell you. I'll tell you exactly. Mm. And I'll tell you exactly what I did. So, Lorna, I do want to get more with you about you've got a site called Empower Your Self. That's Empower Yourself.com. I have that up, mm-hmm. and it's if you go to it, I have it on one of my monitors. If you go to it, it's this soft, these beautiful colors, and there she sits with this beautiful smile, and I could tell in your emails that you are a beautiful lady. There's just no doubt in my mind. There isn't a mean bone in your body. You're like Al and I. You're out to help. You need our help in any way. Raise your hand and we'll call on you and we'll do it. We'll step in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mm-hmm. Al says, you need me. Call me, Natalie. You got my number. You know, see that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And you're the same way. I mean, I can tell by your sight and what you the beautiful purples and it's just you have to go to it. Have to go to it. You've also written a new book.
Mm-hmm.
Called No More Chains, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now that, I read a lot into that title. And it's going to be made into a documentary film later this year, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, thank
How
you.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
I really found out a lot about you, didn't I?
Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what happens is I have two gals. I have Candy and I have Jackie, who stars JC. I send them both out. And I got what you had sent me, but then Jackie is the one that writes my copy, you know, meaning my media sheet and the questions. She takes off. You give her something, she takes off. Okay, here, I got it. Hour later, I got it. Here it is. So
wow.
They find out everything just so that I'm empowered in my own way because I've never met you. I feel like I've met
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you just have that really nice instant rapport. So tell us about your book, No More Chains.
Great, great. So I will, and I thank you for acknowledging it. So the book really is one of those that helps us to look at some of the links in our lives, right? Some of the links in our lives that are formed, whether they're through blood or marriage or whatever circumstance, that we all have chains or links that shape our outlook in life, right? They determine whether we believe that the world is full of possibility or that it isn't. And what happens is that sometimes those relationships that should be our greatest source of strength are in fact our weakest relationships or chains, and they hold us back. And so this book is really coming from the place of helping us to release those so that we can actually be empowered to facilitate healing and to release all that is holding us back to step into our greatness, to step into the life that we were born to live. So I share my story of being a fatherless daughter, right, and breaking those chains of shame that had engulfed me or that had me in bondage from the time I was in the womb. until I would say probably over the last, I started to release those probably over the last 10 years, but to have the courage to share it in a book and really to take the most recent step of writing about it and confronting it for the very first time head on and not shrinking from it, because I was afraid that in sharing it that I would alienate family members, and I was afraid that people would not really accept me. And I think because I come from feeling rejected by my birth father, it was something that for a long time I struggled with. You know, am I going to deal with rejection because I'm going to bring this story out? So I'm thankful okay. that I was courageous enough. You know, I was able to find the courage to share and to not hold back. And so the result is what is this book. And I should share that my story is one of 10 others, right? And they're all different, and they're all about people's real life situations, some of which have to do with other family members or close people, you know, that they've had to break those chains in order to move forward in their lives.
Right, but you know, and don't you think, Lorna, that when you wrote this book, in actuality, you were also helping yourself. You were allowing
mm-hmm.
yourself, SELF, to
mm-hmm.
tell your story, which meant a lot to you, and it probably
mm-hmm.
wasn't that easy all the time. I mean, I
mm-hmm.
bet you any money that you would sit there, and I don't know if you typed it or what you did, and you get this feeling in your heart, and of course this fear that what's the family going to think? I'm writing about all this. I mean, are they going to appreciate what I'm trying to do here,
mm-hmm.
and do they understand what I am about? And what I've done for myself, because you, like I said, you rose from the ashes as far as I'm concerned. You just pushed yourself out there, and you just let yourself fly, and that's the most beautiful thing. And I think Al can attest to that. I know I can. There's always something that comes in your life that allows you to, I mean, if you let it. I mean, I fell into what I'm doing. I mean, I literally... Well, in a way, I guess I did, but it goes way back, even before I had to heal, even before that. But like Al, let's ask you, how did you get into speaking and doing what you do? Because I've only known you like, what, maybe a year or so? You've been on the site and with me. But how did you get started? What did you do?
Okay, so I want to address something about that Lorna said, and I'll answer your question. And this kind
okay.
of goes back full circle to what we were just talking about. One of the greatest healing modality or ways or manners or process to go through to get to the point where you evolve from where you once were is to be vulnerable. Because when you are vulnerable, you are sharing something deep within you. And you're sharing it for whatever reason, either to let it out, to have compassion for somebody else, or for whatever reason. But when you are vulnerable and you're willing to share, that creates tremendous amount of healing. And the best part about that is once you've shared it, you're no longer holding it in. It's no longer constricted. You've let it out. So vulnerability is one of the greatest healers that you can do for yourself. And that's why people go to counselors and psychiatrists and psychologists and mentors and coaches, because humanity is yearning to let something out, whatever that is. And it could be something as Lorna was sharing about her childhood. It took her a long time to get to this point. But the thing is, once you start letting it out, you feel free, you feel liberated. and it's a great healer. So that's, I wanted to come full circle with that. And in regards to your question, Natalie, the reason I started doing what I started doing 20 years ago is I got tired of the roller coaster ride. I got tired of being on top of the mountain, and then a month, 6 months, a year, 3 years later, or 5 years later, I'll be in a deep valley of despair. And I got tired of it, and I went on a quest to understand how humanity coexists with the universe.
Hmm.
And it brought you to stars. Awesome.
Yes, it did.
It did. But
yes, it did.
So tell me a little bit about this documentary. I mean, is it being worked on right now? And where can we get your book, No More Chains? Is that available like on Amazon or?
Yeah, great question, Natalie. So the book is actually available. I've got, if people want to get an autographed copy, I've got it's on my site, but I have to tell you where.
Oh, I'm on your site. Just tell me. Where do we? Where do I go? Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. So you can actually find it under on the tab is no, so NO-MORE-chains.
Okay, the tabs are home, mm-hmm. about Lorna Blake, services, live events, our impact, and contact. Is it there?
No.
I'll look.
It's a link. So it's empoweryourself.com/no,
okay.
N-O-M-O-R-E.
No more.
Dash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dash what?
It's no-more-chain. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to let everybody know. No-more-chains.
C-H-A-I-N-S. /.
Okay, I'm going there. I'm going there right now. Okay, there we are. I got it.
I found it.
I bet you any time there's going to be a link from your home page. Because it would be like if you want to purchase the book, but anyways, it says go here to get your copy. I can see your lovely smile there. Look at you. Wow. This is volume two. So you have a volume one?
There is a volume one. I didn't participate in volume one, but this is volume two. And so I'm a participant in volume two. And there was something else I wanted to say. Yeah, so if people want to get an autographed copy, if they purchase from that link, then I will autograph their copy and mail it out to them, right? So if they order from Amazon, it's fine too. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to serve from there. But I wouldn't be able to, I won't have that information.
No.
They'll be the ones
exactly.
to send it out. I don't have any control over it. So I just the heads up for people who want, if they're interested in having that.
What I'm going to do here is I'm writing it down. No-more-chains right off of your main there. I'm going to put it in the blog tomorrow because I always showcase whoever I've interviewed the next day on Thursday. I always do it. And then you go out to everything that I have. Like I personally do you on Instagram and Candy will run with it. She's in the chat room probably laughing and smiling. Yep, you got it. I'll run. I always tell her she has magic. I said, work those magic fingers of yours, and she goes and she puts it everywhere.
That's just awesome.
Let everybody know. Yeah, well, yeah, of course. She's sending me something right now. I don't know what she's sending. She just got something there, but she's typing to me in the chat room because, you know, you can go into the chat room and talk with her. She is there, you know, always. But I will put that also in the blog post. So that they know if they want to purchase an autographed copy, which makes more sense to me that they would want to do that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good thing. So now tell us a little bit about this documentary. I mean, it's going to just be based upon the book that you did, No More Chains?
Yeah, I can't really speak a lot about it because of, you know, certain things that are happening. But I do want to acknowledge that it is going to be, it's going to be filmed over the fall, and the documentary is going to be released early in 2019. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
That's,
you'll have to keep us posted on that so that I can push it out for you. I love doing that. I love promoting. You know, I have to tell you about Al. The first week I came back, I was gone for 3 months because I lost my then co-host suddenly,
and we were on
the air for 5 years. It was pretty horrific for me. It took me 3 months, and Al said to me, well, he said, how about I interview you? Would you be comfortable doing that on the first show? Yeah, so that's what he did, but he knows it was very tough. It was tough on me, but then, you know, I wasn't even going to do it. But talk about being encouraged. Al did this. He probably doesn't even really realize what he did, but I started hearing people saying, I miss your voice. When are you going to do the show again? So, you know, Al said, you need to do this. So he started lining up all of, and I'm just complimenting you to all the things that you did for me. He started lining up all these people to interview. I didn't know them at all. None of them. I mean, of course not. And I don't know how many, 7, 8, I don't know. We're still going strong with it. There's still more to come. It got me in a groove and made me feel like I could do this. But you see, he was the process of the healing, too, from the loss of almost, she was like a sister to me. And it was suddenly, so it was even worse. But he did his own thing. He probably sensed that I need to just kind of give her a shove because she needs to do this. And then pretty soon the emails and people online, when are you going to do your show again? Well, we'd love to hear your voice. We just love to hear you. So, but that was back in May. We did the first show coming back. And so I have to thank you, Al, for that on the air. That was just so great.
Natalie.
Pardon me?
Sorry, Natalie. I'm sorry, Natalie. I was interrupting you. But you finish, and then I'll have to acknowledge.
No, I'm done. Go ahead. I love to hear your voice. And I love how you say my name.
That's so sweet.
Natalie. I love it.
Natalie. Al is phenomenal, and he's one of the things that makes him so phenomenal is that he's very humble and unassuming. And as you talk about, sometimes he is brief with his words and very efficient with them, very insightful.
Yes.
He listens far more than he speaks, and he comes with so much wisdom. The other thing that...
Well, that's what
is,
it is. He can say something in a sentence, and it's like somebody talked a whole paragraph.
Yes, exactly. The other thing that I have to say
yes.
him for is that he is very, very generous. There are people who know other people, and they keep them to themselves because they want to, you know, pretty much maybe monopolize whatever it is. And Al is one of the people, I have to say, that has really helped to pave the way, you know, because speaking engagements and opportunities, if he knows about something, he'll get in touch with me and share it in a way that allows me to really to get on the bigger stages, because he's also in that 1%, right, of speakers that he's seen many, many, many stages and has just been all over the world, really. And so whether he speaks openly about it or not, but he opens the door for people like myself. And so I just want to acknowledge that's what he does. And here it is again. He opened the door to this podcast. So just want to...
Right, but he did that for me, you see, because I wasn't doing the show. We got to talking online, and he said, well, I did Blog Talk for a while, and he offered his help, and I didn't know what to do the first week back. I really choked a lot. It was tough, but I had to get through it. He helped me get through it, and he asked me all these questions. He didn't give me a chance to... I mean, I could take a swallow of something, but, you know, he knew I have to keep her talking. And and then pretty soon it became a lot easier, and now I look forward to every show, every person that I get to meet from all walks of life, from all over the world, and it's a wonderful thing. And I have contacts now in Los Angeles that I have a gal out there who's bringing me. She said to me, "Who do you want?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." She said, "Tell me, make a list. Tell me who you want. I'll get them." Well, that's, you know. I said to her, "No, I gotta climb this ladder." You know what I'm saying here. I can't just right away go do somebody. She says, "Whoever you want, I can get." She's a producer and a publicist, and we just met via email, talking back and forth. And so, you know, people like that help you. And we've talked on the phone, and Al was the one who really. You know, it's, can you see me standing behind the curtain on a stage, and he's kind of pushing me. Come on, go, go. You can do this. Go.
Yes.
But I don't want to do it. But I like to be behind the scenes. Radio is perfect for me. I could never do a speech in front of people because I would be too nervous. But talking, I can talk to anybody. Just, I always say, bring them on. I can talk. Al knows I can talk to anybody. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But but he really nudged me in the right way, and here we are in September, and we're going strong, and it's a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, people come into your life when they're supposed to. We all know that, and they bring different gifts through that when they open that door and come to you. I always tell people, if there's somebody trying to open the door, at least peek through, see who it is, see what the opportunity is, and then close it if you don't want to do it. I haven't had one guest that I said, no, I don't want to interview them. No, no, no. There hasn't been one. Al always brings these, you know, cultural people, these people from all over that do all different things. And now I'm getting to bring in other people as well. I have an author next week also. That's coming on board, and then Al will be back with me again, and it's a great thing, and I really like having him on the air because, like I said, I don't have to talk as much, and I don't have to talk real fast because I know Al will pick it up somewhere and run with it, and it'll be all really, really good. I want to again tell people about your site. That's mpowerurself.com. And I will have the link in the post tomorrow to purchase an autograph copy. And I clicked on the link, but it wouldn't let me because it takes you to PayPal, and I can't get it. Mine is I have a merchant account, so you can't just get into PayPal. They protect it.
Okay.
You have to go the other way. So I know how to do it. But anyways, you can do that and go to her site. Just look at it, and you're going to feel so good when you look at the site. It just... It's so soothing and so nice. And is there anything else you would like to add before we close the show? I mean, we do have some time, of course. We can talk for another hour. I did an hour and a half last week. That's real easy for me. But I do have, I should tell you, I have another question here. Your discovery of powerful leadership and prosperity principles, how did it exactly come to pass, Lorna? How did you realize, I can do this? I mean, did you have an Al that shoved you out there on the stage? Because they wouldn't shove me, but you know what I'm saying? Did you have somebody that was instrumental in nurturing you and just making you feel like you can do this? You can motivate anybody to do anything. There had to be somebody that really helped you get started. Who was that?
Great question. And I will share with you, Natalie, it really came through a women's center, right? I was actually coming out of an abusive relationship when I went to a women's center and started out doing assertiveness training. Right. And it allowed me to begin to own my power, take my power back. And so my process, that was my starting, that was my foundation. was taking back my power or starting to access my power. And I think it's relevant because I do believe that women's circles, they're some of the most healing spaces, programs, services. And I have a women's retreat that's coming up in October. That
I saw that on your site.
You saw that? Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm very, very, very involved in bringing women together for healing. This particular retreat is to help women to access more of their power, their passion, their purpose, and their prosperity. Because they're all tied together.
Yes, it's going to be October 26th through the 28th. Am I correct?
October. That's correct. October 26th
at
the
Crystal Bay Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's not far from me.
Oh, really?
And you can get early bird tickets until September 21st.
Yes.
And it's the best version of you, women's retreat. So it's going to be spiritually, emotionally, physically, psychologically, mentally, bring you up to the next level. And I can only imagine what a success it will be, you standing up there and talking. And I'm sure it will be a great success. I don't think there's anything that you're going to do that won't be, because you started on this path. And like Al and like myself, I guess I found my path. I don't know. Al, have I found my path? I guess I have. Anyways, I'm just meant to do this. I know. You know how I know, Lorna, is because when I love something that much, I know it's right. I know. Did you feel like that when you started off speaking?
Yes.
Did it give you this feeling of, this is right. I just love doing this. I could just talk to everybody all day long. Did you feel like that?
Like, this is home for me. I'm home in my work. So my work is not work. My work,
yeah.
I can take anywhere. Yeah. It's fun. It's play. This is my reason for being. This is why I came to the planet.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, like for me, mine kind of evolved over quite a few years until I had time where I could be by myself and heal on all of that, and because, you know, I do love what I do. You know, and Al's known me for a while. He knows. I would not do something if I didn't derive some inner pleasure from it, this feeling that, oh, look what I'm doing. I'm bringing Lorna to everybody. They can go on the show page. They can find out all about her. They can go to her site, and it's I love promoting people like that. But I'm not a promoter. I mean, I couldn't go on the road and promote people. That's not me. But just get them on the air with me, and I can pull everything out of you by just these little things that I have in front of me. And
wow.
But I love it. I love it, and I love the sites that I have, and I love my magazine. I really do. I might contact you about writing something for the next issue if you would. I mean, you don't have to think about it right now, but I will approach you about doing that. It's all good it would be good for your retreat that you have coming up, because it would be in the October issue, goes out October 1st. But anyways, there's so many things in the blog and the Instagrams, and I've just met so many people since I branched out doing the radio. Like I said, I had a co-host before, and we would talk on subjects like, you know, angels and angelic communication, everything spiritual. And then I kind of got pushed into doing something different, but yet it showed me something else that I love to do. And so it took the place of what I lost, in essence. And and I'm sure she's looking down thinking, yes, you are doing what you're supposed to do. And I know she's really proud of me. And I always kind of mention that on the air, because she really started me on the radio, got me going, and we did it for 5 years and had so much fun. And it was great. But yet it was preparing me, I think, Lorna, for doing things like this with you.
Wow. That is just
because I didn't
phenomenal.
Want to do the radio. Somebody said, well, you need to do this. I said, no, I don't want to do this. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm being pulled into it, how the divine kind of, okay, let's get her feet wet a little bit, and then she's going to go full force into this. Because a couple of years ago, I would never have seen me doing this at all. So, there is avenues that we can take, and if you just allow it, and I would not have done this. If people wouldn't have said, we need to hear your voice, and if Al wouldn't have said, because he got the idea, I'll interview you. Mm-hmm. We'll do the first one like that. And just to get back to doing something else, and it worked. It worked. And you know what, Lorna? I wasn't even going to do them every week. I was going to do them once a month.
Wow.
Now I do them once a week, but I could do them twice a week. I have that many people wanting to be on the air because it's casual, it's informal, and I will promote you in the best way I know how. And Candy, my gal in the chat room, I'll give her all the information, and she just takes off and doesn't look back. She just
this
goes.
Is just
and we
amazing.
Before we end the show, I have to thank her. She's in the chat room. I love you, Candy. And I have to thank Stars JC. She might be listening. I don't know who's listening. I know one person is listening because she always does. And she will critique the show after and say, oh, Natalie, you did really good. Or, Natalie, you talk too fast. Or, Natalie, and it's really cute because I love all the criticism. And I am so happy I got to meet you, Lorna. And hear about your story. And I will never forget the lady that calls me Natalie. I love that. I mean, that's very special to me. That's very Jamaican. I can hear people calling her Natalie. Or in Italy, it's Natalia. I deal with this man in Rome, right? And Natalia. And I, okay, call me that because that's cool. I love it. I just love it. I love all these versions of my name. It's really, really nice. So. Anyway, thank you for coming on, and I want to encourage people to go to your site again. That's mpowerurself.com, and check it over, and look for my blog, and we'll have the no-more-chains that goes right after it in the blog, and you can type that in on your address bar there, and you'll see it. And Al, thank you again. I'm going
to
see you in a couple of weeks.
Welcome.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Welcome.
Are you kidding?
You
will never forget this, Lorna. But I will contact you in email, okay? And we'll discuss some things. And Al, you're wonderful. What can I say?
Thank you, Al.
Right back at you. Thank you. You're welcome, Lorna.
So we're going to end the show. It's 9:02, and I'm going to thank everybody for listening. Thank Lorna for being on the show and giving us a little bit of herself to share. And Al, of course, and he will be back with me on September 19th. And then we kind of skip a week or two because we have Javiera. She is from... Where is she from, Al, the guest, that lady? Oh, my goodness, she's awesome. She's awesome, too. I mean, all I have is awesome on here. I'm so blessed, so blessed. But anyways, thank you both very, very much. And go to the sites, mysticlivingtoday.com. Go see all the beautiful work in there that I put in and the images and the links. And I love doing that, too. That was another thing that kind of dropped in my lap back in 1999. Somebody said, you got to do this magazine. I thought, what is an e-zine? I don't know how to do it. And it evolved, and this is what it is today, all these years. And stars with a Z, psychics.com. Okay, that's it for us tonight. We'll see you next week, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. again. And I have another author coming on board. And I love both of you very, very much. And when I say that to you, I really mean it. Al knows I mean it, but you don't know me very well. Well, you do now, Lorna, but I do mean it. When I say I love you, I really mean it.
I feel
that.
You
should
now.
Feel that. Yeah, I would jump through hoops. if you're on my list now, uh-oh. Yeah, and anyways, I'm going to end the show, and everybody's waiting because I always say this, and sometimes it's a little difficult for me, but remember to believe in things you cannot see. because they really are there. Thank you and good night. Much love to all of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.